call for a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. 16 items of interest per council information, lead report, and after municipal court docket. Those are just point of clarification. Will did have a question for the council in open session.
I just wanted to go over the parking structures we talked about in a work session, and Josh Peeler brought it up, and I just wanted to know where we were, how that conversation's going. I was not here last month, so. Is that still something we're looking at doing on our East Alley parking lot?
I'll let Viat answer and I'll follow up.
So we haven't currently, we don't have anything in the works to plan for it. The only thing with the East Alley parking lot is the idea to put the bollards up, so that way we've got some clear definition between our property and the private property ownership over there that's somewhat utilizing our public parking for private purposes. But I do think that we need to somehow figure out and or devise some sort of a plan for the parking lot. And I think it needs to be inclusive of, if we're gonna have like enclosed structure for parking, and or if we are going to provide and or allow residences to park there, and if it is gonna be in an overnight thing, then we have like the parking structured in a way where we have like an A and a B, and so it's rotated throughout the winter time and offered to those residents for, you know, on a lease or whatever we decide to do there. But I think we do need to have some sort of a plan for over there, but I just don't know how to get us there.
A roof structure would eliminate snow removal to some degree.
Yep.
So that was a good suggestion.
Sorry, Abby, go ahead.
I was just gonna add that as last month, after we talked about it a little bit, the mayor had just said, yes, we want to do this. You know, at some point we feel like we're going to need this, and let's wait for the need to arrive. But I think it might be good to have kind of a plan in place. I mean, not necessarily like right away, but fairly soon, especially if we're going to do something with the downtown redevelopment. Mm-hmm. It might come sooner than we thought.
Nope. And I would, anybody else to add, and then I'll conclude?
Do we own that parcel that says to the east of the parking lot? This one right here? That says the city owns that one too?
Yeah, we own that.
Yeah.
You think we own it?
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. We do own that. Well, we better if we paved it. So, yeah, we own it.
No, he's talking about the part where we store our snow.
Yeah.
It's
kind of dirt out there.
We do.
Yeah, we own
it. Yeah. We own, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thought that I have is there's a tennis court out there that ties to a park. If we had the capability now, putting the snow storage away just for a second, because Josh will kick some can later, but just set that over here for a second. If you were able to take that, would you grab that, Violet?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Really,
that'd be great. I'll give you my dream, and then we'll call it. Can you take the colors off, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. So if you look at the spaces, I went back here. I took a little kid over here. We played on the playground. I walked the site. So in capacity, if you really wanted to utilize this, there's something that really does happen with families or people passing through. If you'll notice how on Main Street, there's a couple of businesses that says no public restrooms, because people are stopping. They don't always want to go to a convenience store. If you were to utilize this space, let's just say over here we identify and we have two rows that are back-to-back of covered parking, free. All this out here, if this was somehow a bathroom or somehow back here a bathroom that allowed you to go here and here, well-lit and parked, you will stop twice the amount of traffic any given day.
That's
right there.
That's where I was going with the ownership. Somehow Starview Park needs to be tied in there.
100%. I walked back there and looked right at that tennis court. It's gone. I don't, you know.
Well, I think it would be great too, because we are.
I actually know somebody who used it.
One person.
Two. We need two.
So I'm going to use the word used. So.
Yeah.
I grew up across the street, and so we would go over and use it when I was maybe, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah,
but can
with my grandparents
four games on this.
Yeah, my grandparents sold tennis rackets.
All right, Violet, follow up ideas with that.
John.
No, that's a real deal.
Pickleball would be a great idea.
That's a real deal. I would like to move pickleball up to the upper two courts. And, but we're dreaming for cash, resurface those, make them pickleball, cause it really is a pretty fun little game. But I'd like to capture this area to have some kind of that facility that mimics both sides.
I agree with that, especially because right here is where we have our ice skating rink. And if we had this out of the way, and it would allow for people to be able to park back here and come onto the park this way.
Yep.
And then it opens up this whole main street to an, you know, this, this beautiful environment of this. And then if we, you know, knock down those cobbles, then we have a pass through.
Good idea.
Which was the building, that was the building that the redevelopment.
That's a true sentence.
What did they say about it?
They want a pass through location.
Have a pass through for a little parklet area to be able to give people access to Main Street from the back alleyway.
How are those?
Well, the apartments aren't on that one.
On Los Cabos, but on Elkhorn they are.
Is only one, like it, it's the little one.
I thought he bought those cobbles.
He did, but it doesn't have the apartments in it.
But isn't he planning on putting?
We should've made that a requirement, right?
I don't think he's gonna be back.
Apartments and you get a knockdown building.
I don't think so.
How are his apartments going in the Elkhorn, you know?
I have no idea.
He's back there and I see wood and all kinds of junk back there, so.
How about in the basement, his 12 office suites down there?
I don't know, I've seen he's had a couple of.
They're not on Facebook yet for print.
No, but I've seen that he's had a couple of posts on social media asking for help in the building.
Can I ask two quick questions?
Please.
Can we, I, delegations is at 5:30, could we change that time to 5:15? Because we're always inevitably at 5:15 and I think if it got moved up, then if we go later, great, but I'm just out, that way people could be here at 5:15.
I'll give you one better, why isn't it at 5:05?
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes with department reports, we used to have department reports, it used to be required that.
But I don't think it's, I don't think it's a bad.
That was a win.
We were trying to get rid of that.
Okay, let's go there, so I got a new, I got some new seat, new person in a seat. Department reports. Mayor, if you go to the handbook, if you go to, mayor sets the agenda with the town administrator. I'm respectful. We had a council member who really wanted the department's report so they could ask a lot of, if they could show concerns and ask questions. I'm agreeable to that concept. So we agreed as a group that it would go for 1 year and then we'd reset to look at that. I'm at that 1 year, I wanna reset. Here's my response. I think sometimes when we have department reports, they give us good information, but I think in my mind, we're circumventing the person we have sitting right here to handle the circumstances. So I think if we have a concern, we bring it to Violet. Violet does exactly her job, what she does every day great. She sits down and then says we need to talk about what's happening or not happening, whatever it is. To have them come in here due to department reports, I love Bryce, I love Chief Ronberg, I love them all. I don't need to know how many tickets we have and I don't need to know what the golf fees are. I just don't. I think what we dealt with tonight.
Well, you need to know what the golf fees are, because when you have residents that call you after council meeting where there's been a decision made and you can't remember.
All right, for a bad example, teaching a concept.
Yeah, they're on there, they're on there.
I know, but as long as we can look it up.
Was in our department reports, did you guys get that?
Yeah.
I didn't. So my question is, and here's what we have to understand, when we have employees stay here, we pay them. There's no pass on that. This is their time, we pay them, they stay. I think if you have a beef that bad that you wanna drill down, with kindness I say this, we're drilling our town manager down. That's where we're going first. So I would ask that the department reports don't sit on our agenda. If you have something that you wanna talk about, then when we ask for a call for, I just buried my.
The agenda.
Yeah, underneath,
New continuing business, if something that they need to come.
If you say, I have a question I'd like to add, at the time we adopt the agenda, you would state your question, we would add it to the agenda at that moment, we'd adopt the agenda, and we talk about it when we get there.
And I do think that only, Josh is the only one that likes it, or really enjoys it, and that's, I would say most of the time he enjoys it. The rest of them I don't think really even want to
say if they feel like there's a big need for them, they can contact Violet and they can be put on there as an agenda item, but other than that, I don't think if they don't wanna be there, they don't have to be there.
I would agree.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you do want delegations in.
5:05.
Okay.
Yep, we will do, pledge of allegiance, adopt the agenda and then go into delegate into, gosh, guys, holy cow.
You were right, delegations.
Delegation.
I do have one really quick question. I didn't wanna get into it when we had the water discussion, but what is in our water reserve? What, how much money do we have?
$200,000.
Okay.
It's a little, yeah, it's a little over $200,000.
Okay.
I don't know what, I don't know what Hal's saying about thinking that we had a healthy reserve for water in the water board, unless those funds were used to supplement a different.
I don't wanna talk about it.
Different fund.
Okay.
I don't wanna talk about it.
That were never paid back potentially.
I don't wanna talk about it.
Because it was a lot of years.
There was more though.
That's your clue.
I think we can all assume what that was.
Guys, that's why I ran for this. I'm gonna tell you flat out. I was a nice kid on Sixth Avenue. I have a day job that I, keeps me plenty busy. The golf course was in construction. The golf course, the gentleman flipped his MIG, threw everything upside down. They had, to finish completion, they needed $1.5 million. So they literally took, they took $1.5 million, 1.3, I rounded up. They took $1.5 million from the reserve. So in essence, from your savings account, cause they had a piece of property that was half finished.
Hold on a second. They took it from the water reserve or they took it from the general fund reserve?
They took it from both.
And we've only a few years ago started actually taking the money out and specifically saying, this is water, this is sewer. We didn't, it all just kept just rolling over.
Oh, they never had it separate?
They never really set, on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It was never physically taken out and put into, it was kept track on some paper.
So here's where I became involved, is they had a transfer from the water fund to the general fund. It was $200,000, $250,000, cause they had, they were short money, they took from savings account, they were short money to get into completion, $1.3 million. When I came in and asked, who is a good friend, I still respect him to this day. When I came in and asked, well, how did the transfer come about? Then it was shared with me that the water fund in essence loaned the money to the general fund or to the golf course. At that moment though, when the golf course came under completion, they were pretty sure that they would get enough revenue to pay back. What they ended up doing is they lost $299, $294, and $302. So in the next 3 years, they lost another $1 million that was subsidized. So you took $1 million from fixing your roads, you took $1 million from not fixing your roads in under a 5 year period, you took $2 million that you could have actually replaced half the asphalt in this entire town. That's when I put my hat in the ring and said, I'm now running for city council.
How in the world did they account for that in the audit?
They didn't.
They didn't even account for it?
They didn't.
How did they not account for it without a finding?
The auditors were too nice. Violet, that's, so when Hal was, he's
the
Hal.
So why have we not yet paid back the water fund with general fund reserves?
During Hun Young's time, I requested that to be done and I did not follow through to see if it's in an audit. So you need to go back to the years.
I guarantee it has never been done.
So it's never been done. Sorry.
That's
why.
It's only 200, because literally the last couple of years is when we started
putting it in there.
Starting really. Physically putting it in there.
So when Hal was teasing that, in all honesty, I really do follow the audit and how the numbers for the last 10 years of my life have looked. I can tell you all the numbers in the audit and that's the one that got me going. Or that's one that brought me in to run for city council. So yes.
So when the developer died, who owned that property?
We owned it.
And what was the contract with the developer?
So the contract with the developer was, he would actually pay all to put the, we tore it up. He was gonna pay to put it all back together. His regaining income, his income, is they broke off all them exterior lots and then they were going to, he was gonna take the risk and resell them and recapture his money. So he was at a break even theory, but he was gonna bring homes on the outside of the golf course because there was no homes surrounding it. He was gonna create a new, a niche market for a beautiful place to live and a home on the golf course.
And
those all went to court up in Jackson and defaulted out. So we actually, I don't know how much land we did or didn't own. We actually lost land on the outside and we had to pay $1.5 million the properties on the outside, he would recoup this cost with the sale of the properties, we would add just maintenance and operation.
And the, so the lots on the outside were originally part of the town?
Somehow, I don't know, all of them, but most of them were somehow the town's, right?
I don't know that that was the case, but they became ours.
Through the default, they became ours. And then we lost them in the court case because they had outstanding debt. Cause we never really physically had ownership. See, that's a problem, we had, sad part is there's no bond to fall back upon.
Yeah, I don't know if you could've gotten a bond for that, but in any event, it was, that was a risk, I've never seen a town enter a deal like that, that's
I think it ended up collateral, yeah, it was way risky, I think it ended up collateral, you could've got a bond, yeah.
I think he came and promised us.
He did.
Yes.
He did, I'm telling you, that's, I got 2 years on sunsetting.
So I would just like to say, in closing, we're at the close, right? That it's a good thing that Mayor Inskeep ran through the council, because currently now we're sitting at, last year, we only supplemented the golf course to the tune of, I think, $76,000. Which is phenomenal for a municipal golf course, most of them are running at a loss of about $200,000.
Cause they treat them like parks, they just consider that they're parks and rather than.
Just absorb the maintenance and everything, and they don't try to run it like an enterprise fund to sustain itself, so.
As an amenity.
We are definitely running bare bones out there.
But the last time we had a water rate increase was in 2007, 13 years ago. Ask Cal how much he's raised his rent since 2007.
Exactly.
What? I wouldn't do that, cause I actually know. But if you do the 13 years at 3%, it's 39%, we're only going 24%, but here's the problem. If that's what you announce out loud, it should have been 39%, we've only gone 24%. No matter what you're trying to accomplish or get something done correctly, you still look like the idiot for the last.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I limit the collateral damage in conversation, because I want us to move forward and not look completely stupid as we move forward. So that's, anyway.
I'm so glad you put that annual escalator on. That's what we did up in Nordic Ranch, is we had 2.5% per year, every year, goes up, automatic. It makes it so much easier for future councils, because then they don't have to come in and regain territory, which is so unpopular.
My question is, how did you advise the residents of that? You just let them know, like, this is your new rate structure, by the way, it's going up 50 cents.
Pitchforks, and the one time, I'm a big gun guy, but I don't carry, I have kids, and I'm just not a carry guy. The one time in my life when I wished I had brought a gun to a meeting was in one of those meetings up in Alpine, in the Don Wooden Center, and a guy got up, it was like the second guy that got up, grabbed the microphone, it was a walk around microphone, the Public Service Commission was there, the room was standing room only, all the place was packed. He came up front, stood right there, looked at everybody up at the table, looked at me, my client, looked back at the crowd, looked back at me, and then he said, "Well, guys, I'm going for it." And I had my bag right there, and I'm like, "Do I have a gun? Do I have a gun with me today?" You know? And what he meant was, he was gonna ask my client whether she would sell the water system to the residents. Because he had been asking for years. He'd been asking me, and I said, "No, it's not for the water system, it's not for sale." And so now he had us both in the same room. He had access, and so he says, "What's your price? How much for this water system? We wanna buy it today." And I'm like, "Oh, that's what he meant, you know." But there was a preacher that got up there and called the rates sinful. He said we were yielding the sword of Damocles by adding attorney's fees onto the rates in order to get them passed. He said, he literally had a sermon prepared, screaming at us in the, you know, the collar and everything. I mean, it was.
What system was this for?
It's
Nordic
a private,
Ranches?
Nordic Ranches, it's a private water system. Mm-hmm. We were required to go through 3 public comment hearings, 2 in Aetna, 1 in the daytime, and 1 in the evening, and then we had an official court reported public comment meeting up in Alpine.
And you were required to do that because it's a private water system.
It's a what's that?
Did you ever know Clarence?
No, I never met him.
He was dead, buddy.
Yeah, he was, yeah. It's a private water system, but in order to change the rates, you have to have a public hearing. You can't, you, it's not a district.
You can't own people just because you have water.
Right.
Because it's
right.
It's a
monopoly. You have to have a public, you can't just go raise water rates.
So Dry Creek's the same way, all of these irrigation towns that come out,
mm-hmm.
they may not have a governing body like a municipality.
Oh no, I know. Okay. Yeah, they have boards, they're districts, so I get it. But I'm just
some of those have
curious.
To go in front of a judge.
Yeah.
Like I had one on October 5th, they had to go in front of the judge. Nobody showed up.
Yeah.
But
I just
you
think
have
it's odd that that's what they have to go through, but we don't. We just had to have a public hearing. We didn't even have to have a public hearing.
I was just going to say, I don't even think you have to do that.
We don't have to.
Well, the public hearing happens on November 3rd when everybody comes and votes. If they don't like their water rates,
that's right.
Boot you out.
Mm-hmm.
And they get somebody else in.
That's what I was teaching you guys about Rockbridge.
That's the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That road may go in tomorrow, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you, everyone.
You guys rock.